Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be rocking. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are about to spoil your ears with heaps of fun. This Mother's Day, spoil mum with a big brand fragrance at the lowest price at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, we're good. Friday before Mother's Day. Yes. Guys, what have you organised for me?
Oh, because
children are you? You don't have to do anything.
No, that's a great question, though. Do you have to get things for the mums in your family? Because I generally get something.
What do you mean? You do? Yes.
No. I understand I have to get something for my mum, but I generally get something for my sister because she is a mum.
No, is that what... that's a lovely thing you do, but that's not a requirement.
No flowers this year, Sisso.
But I do think if her kids aren't going to give her anything, for example,
oh, they'll
or
give
she's
her
have a partner or something, that you should help her, appreciate her.
Kids will get her something, but it'll be that stuff you make at primary school, you know?
Yeah, we love that stuff.
No, you don't. You told me you throw it out.
I'm joking. Yeah.
Yep, sorry.
No, we do. I found the other day a bracelet, a paper mache bracelet I made for my mum that she kept. Now I've given to Evie, you know, passed on through the some people pass on gold bracelets through the generation. pass on paper mache bracelets.
Because just so I'm sure, in that story, for a little while, did you just have your own paper mache bracelet that you made? That
I made for mum. Yes.
Yeah, but then
she then
gave
it to me.
Back to you, and you just kept it for a while.
She loved it.
Later on this afternoon, we are going to give away $1,000. Could go to someone's mum as well.
Yes.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
Absolutely. But love you, mum. Feel very, very, very fortunate to have you in my life. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there.
Love
and
you,
that has inspired my booty drop for today.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy bad.
We gonna whack.
Big Mom's booty drop.
And I am actually not across what my booty drop is.
I think you're playing Eminem, I'm Sorry Mama, aren't you? No.
Am I?
No.
I thought I was playing Mama, I love Spice Girls. No,
what
it's
about,
R&B,
I
R&B
got
Fridays.
It from your mama.
I can't read.
I'm
putting it towards the screen.
Oh, it is. It is. Black Eyed Peas.
What is it?
Hey, Mama.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We
hey
get
mama,
your body. Different.
Hey, Mama. Should we just let them do it?
Yeah.
This is for all the mums out there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And because this is exciting, this is our last edition of How Well Do You Knows Your Mum, the competition where people get to sniff perfume on producers' arms, and if they can pick which fragrance their mum wears correctly, they get $1,000 and a bottle of their favourite perfume. But we have a slight twist for the last one.
We do. We've got our contestants' actual mum coming in today. She will be one of the wrists that our contestant sniffs. Our contestant is outside our studio with earmuffs on. She can't hear any of this. She doesn't know what's about to happen. But you guys listening do. You know that one of these wrists is our contestant's actual mum.
And not just her mum that she never gets to see. Her mum that we've flown in from the other side of the country to surprise her.
Can you win me some cash? Carrie, Tommy have money hiding in their stash. Oh, Mama dear, you have always smelled young. How well do you knows your mom? Oh, how well do you knows your mom?
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find Mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
I love this. Normally, we've been blindfolding our contestants. Once we've had a chat, we get ready to play. Now we've taken to blindfolding our contestants long time before we've even got into the segment.
Yes.
So we have Alyssa, who is sitting there blindfolded, ready to sniff. Alyssa, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How well do you know your mum's smell? Sorry, how well do you nose your mum's smell?
Pretty well, I'm hoping.
Can you tell us a bit about your mum?
We're like two peas in a pod.
We just get each other's banter all the time. I'm one of five kids and I think I'm her favourite, so.
Your mum's
name? You've got a little bub now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get to live near mum, smell her often?
No. Mum lives in Adelaide, a bit far away from me. She has worn that scent since she was 19 and now she's 47.
Wow.
So sorry to air
what
her
is the smell?
Age on air. But
what does she wear?
Revlon Fire and Ice.
Great. Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, I know this might be, we're trying to keep the mood up because there's $1,000 here on the line if you get it right. We do have three random producers who have donned scents for you and you are going to smell them in what would usually be inappropriate in the workplace, but we grant you permission to sniff our producers. And if you get it right, you win $1,000 and a bottle of your mum's favourite perfume. But it must be hard if you're on the opposite side of the country. Do you miss your mum?
Oh, of course I do, every single day.
What's the main bit you miss about it?
Just being able to hug her, talk to her, have a bitch. Yeah.
Do you FaceTime her with Penelope lots?
Yeah, we FaceTime her almost every single day.
Aww.
What are you and your mum bitch about?
Probably the other kids.
Oh, you're fun, Alyssa. All right, are you ready to play? So you are kitted up with your mask on already. You're sitting there. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be masked up? Can you see anything around you?
No.
Well, you're going to get a random set of arms coming in to you. Now, after all three, we will get you to have a guess at which one is wearing your mum's smell. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get one, producer number one in there, coming in here, and just give that a big whiff. There you go. Yeah.
Number one, done. Let's get producer number two in.
Okay.
Had a good smell of that one, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for...
And producer number three, step up to the plate. Arm in, sniff. Are you feeling confident, Alyssa?
I feel 100% confident.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Well, this is going to make Mother's Day good for $1,000.
Yeah.
Are you going to give it to Mum or keep it for yourself?
I'm going to tell her I didn't win.
Alyssa, who do you think is wearing your mum's favourite perfume?
Producer number three.
Alyssa, you were right. You won $1,000. Well done. $1,000 and a bottle of your mum's favourite perfume that you can send to her as well.
Hey, Alyssa, you know what's great about this, right?
What?
I love that you said you're not going to tell your mum that you've won, so you get to keep $1,000. It's so funny, but it's going to be pretty hard to get away with, right?
Why?
Do you want to take your blindfold off?
Yeah, we probably don't need that on you. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The dentist was great.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening along and you can't see what's happening, that is Alyssa's mum that she's hugging Christine. Christine is there in the studio with her, and it was her arm that Alyssa was sniffing.
Oh, my God.
Alyssa, I told you it might be hard to keep it a secret. Hey, Christine.
How are you going?
Yeah, so good. How are you?
Oh, I've been nervous, but yeah.
How do you feel?
What did you tell Alyssa you're up to today?
I had a dentist appointment. And I couldn't talk because my mouth would be all numb.
I actually believed it.
How did you feel when you heard your daughter say she's not going to tell you about the money she won?
I wanted to slap her. No, she deserves it.
Well, you know what's even more fantastic? It's not just the $1,000 you get. You get two nights accommodation together in a swanky Brisbane hotel so you can spend some quality time together for Mother's Day. And your boss, Alyssa, has said that you can have some extra time off because family comes first. And, yeah, he wants you to have some time with
amazing.
Your mum. So you get to spend the weekend together, guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And Christine.
Yes.
You also get a bottle of Revlon Fire and Ice, your favourite since you were 19. Can we get an honest answer now for how the money's going to be split? Is it going to be split or?
No.
Congratulations, guys. Enjoy everything.
It is all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find Mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Producer Annabelle is back after a short time off this segment where our web guy Eli filled in and he had the great one, which was, do you spend more time over a lifetime in the shower or on the loo? It was a great conversation starter.
If you want to know the answer, you'll have to check out the podcast available on the listener app.
The answer Annabelle was on the in the shower, wasn't it?
Oh, well, there you go.
No one's going to the podcast to find that answer. Producer Belle, what is the question for
Okay, today's question.
Let's be realistic, guys, you know? Yeah, but, like, there's teasing and then there's just, like, teasing something that happened a while ago. They've got to go find the right episode. It's a lot for people.
The boss asked me to do that, especially.
Did they?
Yes.
Which boss?
This one.
That boss.
Terrible idea, boss. Producer Belle.
Okay, today's question is, what do you reckon the amount of text/iMessages sent per day worldwide is?
Not per person.
No, but I do have the stats on that.
Let's start with per person.
And then try and work it out.
That's good.
How many people.
So how many, do you want me to go through and add up how many I've sent today?
Yeah.
Why don't you do sent and received?
Sent and received.
Does this only count messages or like picture messages and videos as well?
Like text messages and iMessages, not app to app messaging.
Oh. And so you want sent and received as one number? Or just
yes,
yes, okay. I reckon the average person would do about 100 a day.
Whoa!
You don't think?
Like average? I reckon I would do 100 a day, but I reckon I do
150 a day.
I mean, I reckon between just this team,
yes, there's 100
a day.
None of them
you
read.
You responded to the messages. I'm like, there is literally 100 messages. And then some of the messages in text say, check the WhatsApp. And then I go to the WhatsApp and it says, have you read your emails?
But we're not counting the WhatsApp.
And then I go to the emails and it says, Jessica Malboy interview cancelled. And I'm like, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that, everyone. I'm glad we did multi-platform communication.
So 100 messages a day on average. How many people in the world?
Do we want our
600
billion?
I think there is close to 6 billion. I think there's 5.73 billion.
Not 600.
In the world?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was 8 billion.
Didn't we just talk about
this? 600 million in America, is that right? Is that
320 million, I think, in America?
Are you trying to work out?
Coming out there in the UK.
Are you trying to work out how many, where there's 600 billion people? No, where is it? It must be somewhere.
No, 600 million.
Like half of... is everyone in the world sending text messages?
Some would be more, some would be less.
No, some are babies.
Yeah.
But they are getting a lot of messages. There's a lot of congratulations. You know how people write.
A lot of people don't own phones, though. So some of the world's population wouldn't have a phone.
Oh, way to put a dampener on this, aren't it?
Yeah, the babies.
Some people don't have friends either. So let's factor in those people.
Well, then they're only getting family. Like, 10 messages a day.
From who? Oh, chasing up on overdue bills.
Stop. It's made it sad.
So I reckon, what do you think, Percy?
No,
are you happy?
Thinking of the friendless people with no phones.
Are you happy? At least, they don't have phone bills to worry about. Are you happy with 100 as the average?
Yes, 100 is
the
average.
So should we check that first?
Okay.
Yeah.
The average number of messages sent per day and received, and received, is 41 and a half.
Oh, only 41 and a half. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now we... Yeah, but a few more friends.
So then how many is that? So if it's 40 times, did you say 6 million?
Six million. This is so worrying.
So then that would mean
it's just so worrying.
Four, so 240 billion messages.
250 messages a day.
200 billion messages.
Why does she not understand what a billion is? That's a lot.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay, well, the answer is that over 6 billion texts are sent every day. But for the year 2020, there were 2.1 trillion text messages exchanged.
So, Carol, far off, guys. Year,
that's about the population of the UK, isn't it?
Carrie and Tommy.
For R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, up next, we've got to talk about my place I'm staying in.
Oh, yeah?
There's noises.
Is it
keeping me up at night?
Fun way?
Where are they coming from? I will tell you next.
Okay, creepo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I am declaring here and now on behalf of myself, and I actually think if people were honest with themselves, on behalf of a lot of the nation, that I don't need smart appliances.
No.
I'm just saying I was happy with the dumb ones, and the smart ones are really, really irritating.
You know what the problem is? We're not smart enough to use them. You've got to be too smart to make them work properly.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that whole, I'm too dumb to work the washing machine. The washing machine is insanely smart, too smart, unnecessary, and it's got features that...
You've just used a lot of words to say that you're too dumb to use the washing machine. No, I'm not dumb. The washing machine's just heaps smarter than I am.
So the washing machine at the place I'm staying, it's a washer and dryer, only it doesn't dry. Like, I've tried it and I've emailed them many times and they keep saying I'm doing it wrong. It doesn't dry.
Is it in the kitchen?
Anyway, that's a separate issue. No, it's in a little, what are they called? European laundry.
A laundrette.
But it beeps. It beeps at you when it's finished, and it does not stop beeping at you every minute until you open the door.
Yeah, that's pretty. So just open the door.
But what if you're asleep? You put a load of washing on before you go to bed, and then in the middle of the night, I have to go and unlock and unopen it as well.
It's a smart
door. Open the door. Just, I don't care. You don't need to tell me it's finished. I'll get to it at some point. I don't need a reminder. Beep once if you want. Once I'm okay with.
Yep.
That's it. I do not need you to beep at me until I come and open the door. But
because as a person who has regularly forgotten the washing in the machine, I think that's actually quite helpful.
Oh, you're just dumb. That's not. It is.
He's
a
not
normal
dumb. He's
person,
just not as smart as a washing machine.
Yeah.
A normal wash person dryer, can check on their much. Washing machine. Beep once to say it's finished. Then let me take you to the oven, which is so fancy, so fancy that you can't open the oven door, right? Or the microwave door, because the microwave's in the oven, which you just want a little microwave. Yeah, the microwave is in the oven. So it's one of the oven features is the microwave.
God, England sucks, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, it makes it so hard to quickly warm up milk or warm up baked beans or something. I'm trying to go through all these settings. And then to open the door of the oven, you have to hold a button down for 6 seconds every time you want to open the oven door or the microwave door.
I know this is not the bit I'm meant to focus on, but how is the microwave in the oven? Doesn't the microwave cook?
Yes, but there's a microwave feature in the oven, so you don't have a separate microwave.
Okay.
It's not like they've taken one of those little microwaves and put it inside the oven.
I was amazed at how it wasn't melting. Yes, that is.
Yes. Well, Yeah.
Oh, so you're the only you're not dumb one too. Here. Is that right?
They're just all annoying me. There's too many things, too many buttons. Just
Come
I
home,
want
mate.
Old school.
Come
old
home.
School.
You've had too much over there. I remember the first time I went there and I was staying with friends, there was 13 people in a three-bedroom place. It was over three stories. There was a washing machine in the kitchen and the whole place smelled like rising damp and it was rotten. And people were having sex in there. And
that's
disgusting.
In the microwave, which was in the oven.
Maybe it's Chris telling you to stop.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Two things have happened in the one day. Bickers, I know you're not in the office now, but do you know that we have a sparkling water tap here and it's free?
Oh, wow. Well, that's proving you deluxe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Next level. Nobody told me about it. Jesse, you knew about this?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think that people didn't know.
We go out all the time and I get sparkling water. But we had Nando's the other day across the road from the office.
Yeah.
And for my meal, my drink, I got a sparkling water. Yeah, no
Did
point.
You with your Nando's?
Yes. This is a man who's so
sparkling
passionate
water
about
water with your Nando's.
Yes. Because I love sparkling water and at
I
no point.
I hate it so much.
Why? Anyway,
oh,
that's
just,
another
there's
thing.
There's something about the flavour that it becomes once it's sparkled that flavor. I just do not like.
That's sparkle. You don't like sparkles?
No, I don't like it at all. But I can't believe you're getting it with your Nando's.
Yeah, don't you think when we're 30 metres from the office and I'm buying sparkling water, don't you think it should cross Jesse's mind
no,
to go,
mate,
hey, bro,
it's
free.
You hand over cash to randoms all the time for no reason. He's
well,
not going to pull you up
people,
and say,
but...
you can say, no, that's not, excuse me. That's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
I meant like the store that you went in the other day that you didn't want to buy what you bought because they didn't have it and you ended up buying it and giving the guy the money just because you couldn't deal with confrontation.
To be fair, that was because there was a homeless guy in front of me and it started with me giving him the rest of his money. What? What do you mean? Why?
Anyway,
okay, back to sparkling water.
No, yes. I can't. I don't think Jesse had any reason to pull you up to remind you that when you finished your meal, you can walk back to work and use the free sparkling water
tap. We were getting takeaway to come back here.
But also, have you used that tap before?
No.
You've never used that tap before?
Bro, if this is my first glass of free
Everybody
sparkling
gets him
water.
His own, his stuff, he doesn't have to go get it, Jess.
Oh, but then why would I tell you that tap has sparkling water if you never use it?
What do you mean? I used that tap. I just didn't know sparkling was
but
an option.
But there's a little picture on there that says sparkling.
When I was in Adelaide broadcasting from our studio there, I said, hey, guys, it's so incredible. This office has free sparkling water. Oh. And not one of you.
No, you never said that.
Yes, I did. Anyway,
I mean, of all the scintillating things you said while you were in LA, that wasn't the thing that I remember. Sorry.
Anyway, there's another thing.
If this is a long run up to you getting a SodaStream, I'm going to be very disappointed.
No. SodaStreams are overrated. Especially when you've got a free tap at work. Why not just fill up your water bottle and take it home? But I need to know, how does everybody know what Tabata is? And I've never heard this word in my life.
Okay, this is a whole new conversation.
Okay,
fine.
I think we just did a break. Okay, let's just put that break down and mark it
we'll
down.
So
if you're keeping notes, that was sparkling water and homeless people.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, well, the team is quite divided.
Yes.
It's not divided. You just keep talking about things that no one cares about.
Well, let me get us back on track then. Because I have in front of me a few news articles. I'm not browsing goodhousekeeping.com, your favourite website, but it's a very similar list of things. First up, I've got how to cycle comfortably in hay fever season.
Actually, that would be very helpful for people because hay fever season is shocking. Sometimes you just got to cycle through the blossoms, you know?
Expert tips.
Fly around.
Expert
Can you give us that? Are you going to tell us that?
No, I'm not because I'm distracted by something else. Expert tips on how to start running with your dog. That's another one.
Yeah, there's a lot of people falling over their feet doing that.
And then this is the one that really tickled me, the 20-minute workout, Tabata workout for core muscles. Mm. Do you know what Tabata is?
Yes, I do know what Tabata is.
Because I had never heard that word before, and I said to Annabelle, our producer, I said, do you know what Tabata is? And she said she used to do it at a previous radio show she worked at.
5 years ago, we used to have to do it in the songs and the ad breaks.
What is it?
It's like exercises on the floor and you like have to do it in a certain amount of time or something. I feel like
it's just like the latest craze, but back then, of how to get your exercise done in a short period of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's like as in now everyone's doing, I don't know, CrossFit or F45 or whatever. Tabata was the thing back then.
But are you saying it's not the thing now?
It's not the thing now.
So
whatever you're looking at is a site from a long time ago.
So we should focus on
last
how to
week at least.
Cycle comfortably in hay fever season. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's more helpful. Are you going to give Tabata a go? Are you feeling a bit Tabata-y post comedy festival and need to get fit?
What does it involve?
Just exercise. Short bursts of exercise.
What do you mean?
But it's hard.
So it's like 1 minute on, 1 minute off.
So why is it called something different? Why is it called Tabata?
I assume it's...
Because they're always coming up with a new name. What's happened to you?
Why are you getting angry at me when you literally said, let's do the Tabata breakneck?
Why is CrossFit called CrossFit?
Like you have just lured me.
Because I didn't know you were going to...
Hey, Tommy, you know what the people want to talk about? Talk about Tabata and how you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know you were going to forget.
And you're like, oh, dickhead.
I didn't know you were going to forget how things work and that when the new craze comes along, they need a name for it. It's not just called the new exercise people do.
Okay, but Annabelle's just told me it was from 5 years ago.
Maybe even seven.
Surely it's the new exercise from 5 years ago that you're only just discovering.
Surely this is CrossFit because she's cross.
Very good.
Okay.
Anyway, guys, just quickly before we wrap things up, plan your route, head to low pollen areas, buy some wraparound glasses, and try using Vaseline.
That's the Tabata.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, often on a Friday, we like to go around and pick the best songs for something. We've done the best songs to make love to. We've done the best songs to clear a dance floor. We've done the best songs to make a dance floor kick. What is it today?
Discussing their favourite musical songs.
Oh, I forgot. Oh,
your favourite thing, Tommy.
I forgot. I feel bad because musicals suck, right? They're awful. They're for people who are too old to go to live music. And I feel bad.
That's outrageous.
I feel bad for saying that because I love musical theatre people. And I genuinely mean that.
You're just shitting all over their profession.
Yeah, it's because musicals
suck. You
can't
love them and then say how terrible their
job is. No, because they're always beautiful
love
people.
Love the
player,
hate the game.
The only thing I'll say about musicals as a person that loves them is they just go on a bit too long.
Yeah, there's too
that's
much.
All.
And also, just talk to each other. Pass me the cheese, pass me the cheese. Just say, excuse me, pass me the cheese. I'd
that's
like
why
cheddar.
When I made Evie watch Sound of Music, she said, do they have to sing everything?
Yes. It's the worst. It's the worst. But the people that do them, awesome. So this is the best musical theatre song. What about we start with, what about our newest member of the team, Georgia? Super producer, would you like to nominate your best musical?
Song? Yes, I totally agree with you, Tommy. I hate musicals, and every time I'm made to sit down and watch one, this is how I feel.
If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for any.
What is that from? Is that Mary Poppins? No.
The Wizard of Oz.
A Wizard of Oz.
Oh, is that the Tin Man with no brain? No. Which one's got no brain?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, damn it. What's a Tin Man got? No heart.
No heart.
Okay.
And the lion has no courage.
Oh,
it sounds like you know the musical quite well for someone that doesn't like them.
Goth protest too much. What about, should we keep going along? What about web guy Eli?
I too hate musicals and really struggled to think of one. But then I remembered one of my favourite pop stars did a rendition of an actual pretty decent song.
Okay.
It's Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Did she do Phantom?
She did.
Because
well,
I would actually say that it's Phantom of the Opera isn't one of my favourite songs, but it would probably be one of the most famous musical songs of all time. I think they just celebrated 30 years on West End, Phantom of the Opera.
Put it up,
that's
Jess.
That's crazy.
Such a good bit. Is Nicole Scherzinger up from the Pussycat Dolls?
But that's bad. That's real bad.
I'm gonna interrupt now and bring you mine because all of you I actually do like musicals and none of you like musicals. So as someone that likes musicals, I think I have good taste. And the entire soundtrack obviously of The Sound of Music would be up there, but I'm not gonna put you through that. I'm not putting you through that.
Yeah.
Not putting you through that. I would say the entire soundtrack to The Greatest Showman is the greatest musical album of all time.
Yes.
And this particular song I absolutely love.
What?
Wait for it.
No.
Wait for it. Keep it going. To the sky. Ready? The beat drops. Woo!
Yeah. There's a great. What about This Is Me?
This Is Me is amazing. It brings me to tears, but I was trying to keep things upbeat. It was either that or From Now On, but I love that one the best.
Because when you said The Greatest Showman, I was like, oh, hang on, this has actually got some tunes.
And yeah, then this is me is that. Incredible.
Yes.
Oh.
Isn't it? I watched the audition tape for that, where they were doing their pitch.
Oh, yes.
Watched that so many times. Maybe I like musicals.
No, you watched, wasn't that From Now On? And was it This Is Me that she sang? Kiala Settle.
It's This Is Me, yeah. And Hugh's not meant so to sing beautiful. Because he's had a skin cancer removed and they told him, whatever you do, don't sing. And then he gets taken away
by emotion. Song that he'd been pitching that whole movie for 9 years.
Yes, and
so there was so much invested in it.
And I thought, as soon as Hugh's singing, this is sold. Greenlight it.
See, you love musicals.
Nah, just that one bit from one. Jesse, what about you?
So the one I went with was one of the few musicals I actually know. It also happens to be way better in movie format.
Yeah. It would be one of the most iconic sounds from a musical.
Yeah, it's but if you so played that as a song, you'd be like, come on, get into it.
Hakuna Matata is pretty good from The Lion King.
Mm. Imagine hearing this at a bar. Like, if you didn't know it was this song, you're like, wow, play an instrument, boys. Just, you know, get something on.
Should we take a break, come back, and we'll find out yours?
Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're in the middle of this.
Discussing their favourite musical songs.
You've got a bunch of people who hate musicals, except for Carrie.
Except for me.
Talking about what their favourite song from their most hated genre is. Producer Belle, how do you feel about musicals?
I'm actually impartial. Like, I don't hate them, but I don't love them.
Sounds like you hate them, but you're trying to provide some kind of balance.
Some kind of balance. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes.
But growing up at school, my sister was Annie, and so we really liked Annie, and our favourite song was this one.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us.
Isn't there a remix of that that's awesome?
Oh,
or it's in a song or something we used to play?
Yeah, it is. I go to say it's Nas, but now I'm not 100% sure. I feel like our audio producer, Jezalenko, you will know who does the remix.
I feel like maybe Jay-Z or Nas, but maybe Jay-Z. It was in the I know, and Austin Powers did a version of it too in that movie.
All better versions than the original version. Jay-Z is correct. Well done. 1 point to you. Jesse, can you give him a point? Perfect. Didn't have to wait for it either.
Cool enough for him.
Jezalenko, what have you got for your favourite musical song?
I hated musicals until I saw Annie in the West End.
Oh,
where
guys.
Is. But now I like it.
Bunch of unfun people.
But now I like
it. Come on.
I saw Annie and it was really funny. And I thought, and it really shocked me that musicals could be funny. So now I like him, but my favorite song from musicals is probably it's from Wicked, Defying Gravity, because it's real
cool. Oh, this is one of Chris's favorite songs. You get him singing that. Oh, it's a real turn on.
Hang on, you get him singing that.
I don't. He loves that song. He sings it really. It's his favourite musical song.
You make him sing that song.
Pity he's not here for this segment. Do you know, speaking of funny musicals, have you guys seen Book of Mormon? That is the funniest musical I've ever seen. You should give it a try. I know you're not into them. You should give it a try.
Sonda, you go.
I've seen The Book of Mormon and it was so boring, but we sat next to a famous actor from Neighbours who was licking his dentures.
Who?
What?
Who?
No, I can't out him.
Who? Whisper. Jerry. Oh, my God.
So all we could hear was like boring, boring musical and
licking dentures.
I also don't like musicals, but I have picked a great movie, Sister Act.
I will follow him.
Yeah.
Follow him wherever he may go.
I was thinking about going to see that on West End. Is that sad?
No, I'll come with you. Let's go. Girls' date, sister date.
Sister Act 3. Date. because you mentioned The Book of Mormon. I did see The Book of Mormon on Broadway, and it was good. It was pretty good.
from you, that's actually good from you. That's pretty good.
I've seen two musicals. The best musical I saw was I can't remember whether it was called King or King Kong because the Avalanches did the music for it, and so the music was great. But a song which made me laugh the most in the musical is from Book of Mormon, and it is called Hassa Digga Ebuwe. Hassa Digga Ebuwe. You got a muffin. You got a muffin. You got a muffin. You ain't all together now.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you're R&B Fridays, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances online and get free fast delivery within 3 hours.
If you T's and C's
apply.
If you buy a fragrance anywhere else, you're an idiot. And if you haven't yet got your mum, an awesome fragrance.
A lot of people.
For this Sunday, make sure just get online chemistwarehouse.com.au and they can have it delivered to you within 3 hours. There's no excuses for not having a present for mum.
And how easy. I mean, it's terrible that you're that lazy and not doing the right thing by your mum. However, if you have not bought a present yet, perfect solution.
Yes. But coming up, because the qualification for my UK to Belgium swim is just 1 week away. And so we are going to chat to my coach to see if she thinks I'm going to pass.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I know that violence is wrong, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Want to applause or what would you like?
Look, I approach this topic with caution, but I think we need to talk about it. I think there's sometimes there's things that happen in this world that need some kind of punishment that isn't quite violence, but it's annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes. Like what?
The other day I was at the deli at the supermarket, right? And there was only like five of us waiting. And so nobody had grabbed a ticket. And then this woman comes in and walks through us all and grabs a ticket. And so then the deli lady looked up and went, oh, well, that number. And this woman didn't say, oh, no, everyone else, he was waiting.
She didn't know that you didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, but she could tell that we were already waiting there.
Oh, it's her lucky day, isn't it?
See, you deserve this as well. So, so I've got a couple of options, right? I reckon you should be allowed to flat tire people.
What?
No, it's not. Why is everyone so outraged?
They can't flat tire someone.
Do you know what
it
is?
They just can't. Not over not taking a ticket at the
Hang on, wait. What do you think I'm talking about?
Let someone's tire down.
You're a sicko. Why would I be saying that? No.
What's flat tire?
Flat tire is when someone accidentally steps on the back of your shoe and your foot comes out of your shoe and they go flat tire, right? That's what used to happen in school. And so I reckon when someone does something mildly annoying to you.
Yeah, that's what my friends and I used to do at school.
Yeah, yeah. Flat tire. Well, we just found out you were knifing people's tires on their cars. That's so hectic. So I reckon you should be able to step on the back of their shoe and just their foot comes out of their shoe and it's mildly uncomfortable and annoying.
What if they're wearing thongs?
Yeah, great, because you can still do it when it flips up and you've got a chance, the plugger will come out.
Yeah, but then you break their shoes, which is a whole bigger...
You don't always break...
What about rear-ending them with the trolley?
Oh, my God. Because...
Oh, my God.
You can rear-end them however you want. Bloody hell.
Especially but, you know, nothing worse when someone, clips you the back of your heels. Oh.
With a trolley?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Oh, my kids do it to me all the time.
Oh, are you cutting
words
in line?
Words come out of my mouth. What's some of your other solutions?
It goes up a step from here. So,
Taser?
I was going to say you could wedgie them just a little bit.
Your example that you gave for this was an old lady.
I know, it's so funny.
All right, Doris, strap yourself in.
I reckon her jocks are that big, she's not even going to notice. They could be over her head.
What's the age of Doris, right?
She wasn't that old.
I was going to say, what's the age where you're annoyed that she cut in versus, let Doris go?
Not wearing activewear. So if you're wearing active wear and you cut me off, you should apologise. But if you're not, it's fine. Do whatever you want. I actually didn't have anything on. I just wanted to flat tire someone.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Quick score check, please, Jesse.
4-6-2-1, Tommy Little.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
What's
all right.
What's happened?
It's good, guys. Just giving myself a little pep talk.
What is it? Or are you keeping it to yourself?
I'll come back.
What a pep talk. I'll come back. Hey, guys, gather around. Get everyone around. I know it's halftime. We're down by 20 points, but we need to give you a big speech. We'll come back. Get out there.
All right, here's your first song.
Carrie.
Because.
Nelly.
Three.
Must be the money.
Two.
Oh, it's the song.
One.
Must be the money.
Is it Ride With Me? If you wanna go
Oh, wait, here's Pickett.
Must be the money!
One zip, song number two.
I'll come back. Carrie.
Because.
Bruno Mars, Marry Me.
Oh.
Tommy. Is Bruno Mars Marry You?
Oh, come on.
Hey, say your mantra. Come on.
No.
I'll come back. You'll come back.
All right. 2-0 for the win. Bickers to stay in the game. Song number 3.
Carrie.
Bickers.
I got the stuff that you want. Free your mind.
Three.
I know all the songs, but I don't.
Two.
I can't remember who sings it. Janet?
One.
No.
I'm scared here because Carrie's getting actually angry.
I'm not angry.
Are you?
I'm just disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I'll hear it again, please, Jess. I'm going to get this wrong. But Tommy, I'll buzz in. Is it En Vogue, Free Your Mind?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you'll be back.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, it is officially the weekend.
Ooh.
So it is that time of the show where what do we do, Bickers?
We knock the top off a froffy.
That's right. And usually we play
Just one question, Jesse.
Yes.
If it is officially the weekend, can we go home?
Not for you, because you work on weekends.
Ah, good. Just good to check.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
As you were.
Now, usually
but
we
what
play
have you got for me? What tune have you got to put me in a weekend mood? Usually
well,
it's some hectic rave vibe.
Yeah. Sonda, the boss of this show, has got involved. And remember we spoke about Big Driss earlier in the week.
Oh, yes.
She said.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, apparently.
I didn't realise that Idris Elba is a DJ. Saw him out. Actually, that's a lie. I was going to say saw him out the other night. Was in a venue that he was also in.
Yes.
I did not see him.
You were on the bog.
I was on the toilet when he came in. But he's also on the lineup for this big music festival over here, and I didn't know that he was a DJ. What? So that inspired the frothy song?
Did you know, because his name is the Big Driss, did you know what they call it when he gets work?
What?
The Big Driss job. Anyway.
I don't understand.
Doesn't matter.
What's Drisk job?
No, doesn't matter.
Like
doesn't
desk matter. Job?
No, he's a Drisk jockey.
Oh, okay.
This is a song that he features on.
Oh, yeah, I love this song.
What's
Lung
this?
Cordial.
Yeah, they're great.
It's called Apple Crumble. It's very wholesome compared to what we would usually play.
Where's the Skrillex remix?
That's mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Skrillex is more in the vibe of the party songs you play normally to knock the top of the frothy fizzy.
That's right. We'll take how many more requests from Sonda?
Hang on, though. No. Where's the big dress? I showed him coming by,
then yeah, there we go.
Oh, I'm in Weekend mode.
Yeah.
Me and the Big D.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy's gonna cross the ocean. He's gonna swim between two countries. All he wants to do is swim.
Because it is just 2 months until the big swim. And so
for
I thought,
you, yes. England to Belgium,
yes.
In case you have just joined us, yes. I'm not swimming anywhere. You are swimming 92 kilometres. Well, you're part of a team.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of a team. Will you be the weakest link?
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Will the weakest link get to swim is the question we need to ask at this point in time.
Yes, because you do need to pass. You need to be actually able to do it properly. Mm. Otherwise, they're going to cut you dry and say, sorry, you ain't coming.
Mm, joining us now is my coach and the best endurance swimmer in the world, Chloe McArdle. G'day, coach.
Hi, Tommy.
Coach, how am I going?
You've improved in leaps and bounds.
Yeah. What is that? But how does that? How do I stack up against the best swimmers in the world? How do I stack up?
Well, we know how your race with Matt Horton went, so yes. You know the answer to that one. You will remember that the swimmers are required to be minimum 2.5 kilometer hour pace.
Mm.
How are you going? I did ask you to do a 1 hour time trial a few weeks ago to see where you were at. So yeah. We had some sort of gauge.
And yeah.
How are you with that?
I couldn't get to an hour.
All right.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I did try though. It's like a long, because whenever we've been doing stuff, 1 hour is a long time. I didn't realize when you don't stop how much harder it is.
It is. So. We've got a qualifier on, not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Mm.
And the idea is to do 4x1 hour swim within 24 hours. And into 1 hour swim, you cover minimum 2.5 kilometer hour pace.
Yeah.
So how do you think you're going leading into that? With your current
pace? In one day, he's got to swim 4 times for an hour and you couldn't really do yet 1 hour in a day. Is that what I'm understanding, Tommy?
Your read of the play is correct. But... because I've always said I feel like I'm a big occasion player and I reckon I will be okay. Chloe, how are you feeling about it?
I'm thinking we might need to restructure the qualifier to weight it more in your favour.
Chloe, I'm fascinated to know, how does the rest of the team feel about having this dead weight as part of their team? Are they aware just how bad he is?
I did send them the footage of Tommy in the baby pool.
Great. Good start.
They did send me some emails to check he actually does know how to swim.
And your response was?
Well, at that point, I hadn't seen him swim. So I was like, well, I hope so. Look, the team are pretty quick swimmers generally. They're between about 3.5 to 4.5 kilometres an hour swim pace.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Tommy. Oh, it's funny actually because we were talking about you the other day, Chloe, because Tommy's been so proud of his swimming efforts and he said that when he told you all about them, you weren't like overly impressed. Like it was fine, but you weren't, I think he was expecting a standing ovation.
Mm. Oh yeah, I was listening to that segment in the car, having a little bit of a chuckle. I didn't realise that he was pausing for some sort of applause.
That's how he spends his life, Chloe.
I know, because he hadn't actually met the minimum qualifier for 1 hour when he told me that exciting news.
Hey, Chloe, am I the worst swimmer you've ever coached?
I've definitely had more difficult, challenging swimmers. So no, you're not the worst.
Okay.
Are you the slowest? Yes.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, it is D-Day soon. You decide, Chloe, whether you're taking this guy with you to the other side of the world or not. Any parting words for Tommy as he approaches this swim camp?
So, Tommy, you're going to meet your teammates for the first time.
Yep.
And we can't get you much faster in the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. But if you put in a massive effort on camp in the cold water, it's going to be 15 Celsius. You're going to be swimming at night at some points in the pitch black. And if you show them that you're all in, then maybe they might forgive you for being a little bit under the minimum requirement. But technically, you know, if they declare mutiny, if they declare that you're just not meeting the minimum and they don't want you in the team, then if you're not meeting the minimum, you know, I have to respect their wishes.
Oh, so this is not your decision, Chloe. This is like a jury decision.
Well, if he's not going to meet the minimum, then I do have to defer to what everyone else wants in the team.
Can I bribe them with alcohol?
I was actually thinking you could put them the idea, if they might be a bit leaning on your swim pace, maybe in exchange you could shout the first round of beers when we get to Belgium, because I hear Belgium has really good beer.
You could do that. God, that's like, you do that. No,
Sorry, that was not what my was. I was like,
you were thinking about the beer in Belgium.
I was thinking we were doing it next weekend. Thanks, Coach. I will see you at camp.
Okay, done.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped. Or roar.
Oh, Jesse, good harp playing. Hey, you know what? Give us one more note. Just one. There we go.
Sorry.
That was a bit off. Sounded like a banjo string, not a harp string. Anyway.
I liked it, though. It was a break from what we're used to hearing. I wouldn't mind if you mixed it up a bit more.
You want Jesse on his banjo string more often on the show?
Freestyle on the harp.
Okay. Next week, could you freestyle it for me?
On his banjo?
Do that for me, Jess?
Yeah, no
I don't
worries.
Mind. Banjo, harp, bring in a bit of drum, whatever you want.
How long can you play your banjo string for? Before it breaks, obviously.
Yeah, probably once. Yeah. Maybe twice.
Because do you want to kick things off?
Look, I am wrapped. Oh, I'm over here. I'm having the most fabulous adventure with my family.
Yeah.
But some days I get to work and you really bring the mood down and I am raw, because there was one thing that I didn't want to talk about on the show this week. And I said to you when you brought it up, we're not going to do that on the show.
Okay.
You know, I'm not into it and it really annoys me. And of course, that's how Wednesday started.
Oh, Bickers, are you excited?
Yes. Why?
It's your favourite day.
Do you not? If you say that.
I didn't say anything.
Please don't. It's just not a thing.
I love Spock.
It's not a thing.
What? I love Spock. I love
Star Trek. I
love Captain Kirk.
And I've not seen any
Starship Enterprise.
Starship Enterprise. That funny hand thing we do.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
The V hands. Trek on, Voyager. You can't
Would
be annoyed
like to say,
at
may
the day.
The fourth be with you.
Hey? Oh, is
Bickers.
It? Is
Come
it?
Come on.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were just doing a Star Trek Appreciation Day and Jesse
I
played the wrong music.
I don't think I could be friends with anyone that celebrates May the Fourth Be With You.
Oh. That's so.
It appears. Yeah. I've since been on Instagram and seen a lot of my close friends posting, may the fourth be with you. So it appears I can be friends with people. Well, I mean, how long's our friendship got in it? That's the good question. But yeah, there's a lot of people that seem to get into may the fourth.
You're saying you're friends with a lot of geeks, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Guys, I'm absolutely wrapped this week.
Are you going to do the thing that Bickers did where she just says something about her personal life before she gets to the clip? So you say you're wrapped about, you know, just being on a break, having fun with the family. But anyway.
But I'm raw because. No, I am wrapped because, Tommy, you have been working extremely hard on your swim.
Thank you.
With your coach.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, she didn't agree that you were working that hard, and she was actually quite scathing of your swimming ability, wasn't very impressed.
Unfortunately for you, I said one thing during that chat and everyone was very impressed.
I honestly thought, so I had this lesson with Chloe, I honestly thought I was going to swim, right? And she was going to go, oh, my God. Get out of the pool, you machine.
You're
going
to lead the pack.
You are making everyone else look bad.
Another kilometre.
And then she'd start a slow clap. And when everyone else looked around, she'd go, come on, everybody. The superfish is here. And then they'd all join in the slow clap. And the whole pool would be going, yes. It's so nice to be in the presence of the shark.
I'd love to be in your head.
Well, that changed pretty quickly. So then I did a swim for her, like I swim. I went, Chloe, would you like me to swim for you? And would you like to just watch?
Is that your new foreplay now? Is that the movie you're going to try on everybody?
What, do you want me to swim for you? Imagine getting them home to my house and saying, hey, we've just got to go down to the pool. And it's not open, so we will break in and then stand there as I present you with a freestyle.
In the
surely
slow lane. funny, Jess.
Yes.
Very good.
It's not as much fun when we all stop down for a round of applause.
No, it's good going. Sorry.
Jesse had the same vision
in
there.
Yeah.
Oh, the super jokers here.
And my delayed response, Jess, was just the delay from London.
Yeah, of course. Feels good to be the best guy.
I thought it was the delay from last time Jesse made the breaststroke joke about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's still funny, though.
Jealousy is not
when
a good color
on you. When is a breaststroke joke ever not funny? What a funny name for a stroke.
Breaststroke?
Yeah, because it should be more of a froggy something. Like, when do you ever stroke your breast?
I assume it's because you lie on your breasts. Because backstroke, you don't stroke your back. You know?
Is it that when you do breaststroke, you're meant to like go like that, like touch them on the way through?
No, I think it's just. I mean,
or am I doing it wrong?
No, yeah, you're doing it real wrong.
Why is Pickers not moving?
Oh, I'm feeling wrapped because obviously I've got the world at my feet. I get to work with my friends. Oh, but in terms of clips, I mean, I am raw because it is so hard coming to work. With someone, Bickers, someone so unprofessional who turns up on a Monday morning just absolutely buckled still from the night before.
Tell me about it.
And then he starts doing breaststroke jokes. And, and I can't believe everyone, if you think Carrie is a pillar of society, listen to how smashed she was Monday's show.
How we doing, guys?
Great.
Big night.
No, I just, no, it was a good night.
No, it was a good night.
La, 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 la. What's the mouth twist?
Unique, the mouth twister.
I
was joking about you being drunk, but you're doing yourself no favours.
Has Bickers not gone to bed yet?
Do you know what I saw? I don't know if you realised the camera was on, but we saw you when you just walked in and we saw you spray your hand with a can of deodorant to cover up the cigarette smell.
Okay, you have to stop these lies. I'll play in the real space, but I'm not playing with you in that stupid space you often go into. Now that you're all on board with this space that I am like a bit of...
Mate, I'm actually worried. Like, I'm joking, but...
I was tired, not drunk, but there you go. A bit of a taste of your own medicine there. That's how it feels to work with you.
Yes,
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that Carrie and Tommy are done for the day, they've got time to go and sort out their Mother's Day present at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get a big brand fragrance at the lowest price. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.